Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm excited about sitting and talking with you. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank all you dear people. I'll just let you know that the income is increasing, and we're praising God for that. And we need it because we're just doing what we can do. And it costs more money than it did a year ago or 2 years ago, but God knows all about that, and we're not going to sit around and whine about that. We'll pray for God to meet the needs. If it's God's will that we use an 18-wheeler, which I believe it is, He'll supply the diesel one way or the other, and we're just as careful as we know how to be. We drive sensibly to get good mileage the best we can, and I'll share some of those secrets with you, but I don't have time right now. But they're good trucks, and it's good equipment. And we're delighted that God's given us the good equipment. And we just thank old grandson Jesse and his mom and Bob King and Leon Hansen and everyone else that's had a hand. And I sit there in the back seat of that crew cab Dodge while my driver and my shotgunner right up front. And if you're not a trucker, you don't know the term shotgunner, but it comes from the old shotgun guard on the old stagecoaches before there was any gas engines. And the truckers have taken it into the guy that rides in the cab with the guy doing the driving. And I just enjoy it. And neighbor, I don't need your sympathy. I need your praise to God for His goodness. I'm 85. I'm going to be 86 the 2nd of September. And I never dreamed I'd feel so good at old age. And I sure am wobbly. And that's that old post-polio syndrome. They told me 4 years ago, or five now, that I'd be in a wheelchair in 3 years, and nothing they could do, and they were sympathetic and the best of doctors, and but they said, there's nothing you can do. And I said, I'll exercise. And they said, the more you exercise, the sooner you'll be in a wheelchair. And so I've tried to be wise. I've just let God direct. And I'm doing what I can, and God provided that power wheelchair. I used it some when I was out at Frontier, that big property out at Troutdale. It sure saved a lot of steps. I haven't been using it here in the basement of Woodland Park Chapel. I wouldn't be able to get it up and down the stairs. And fortunately, they've got good guardrails or handrails on those stairways, because I pull as hard with my arms as I push with my legs getting up and out. But you don't need to feel sorry for me. I enjoy waddling over here. And old Eric Mortensen put that article in that reporter from the Oregonian. He's my brother. When he wrote it up of what I was doing up there at Celilo, a hobbling 84-year-old preacher. And that was in the Sunday Oregonian. I sat there and I laughed and I praised God. I like that. I'll tell you, I made a vow with God, as long as He gave me breath and strength, I would serve Him. And when it's time for Him to call me home, my bags are packed, neighbor. If He takes me today, you just keep coming. I'll be there waiting for you. But I really feel that God isn't quite done with me yet, and it seems to be that He's given me the joyful privilege of working with you people and standing in the case as the one that's pleading the cause of the reservation Indians. And I believe God provided the wheelchair, and I've got a walker, and I've got a staff, and I've got crutches, and I've got a canes, and I don't get along very good with canes and crutches, but anyway, everybody to what they can do. I'm using the best I've got, and it's working wonderful. Really, I've got a staff that Glenn Putman gave me. It was professionally made by a guy. It's for mountain climbers, and it's sitting here in the corner. I like it better than crutches or a cane, but I'll tell you, you might think I was trying to be Moses if I come along the streets of Portland with that staff in my hand. But whatever it takes to get there by God's grace, I like to just grab a hold of Bob King's arm or whoever's with me, and I just go along and make out all right, and I'm not hurting. I praise God for it. And then Brother Pete Ellis, that dear brother, helped me get into a Dodge van, a 94, that's a beautiful vehicle, only had 60-some thousand on it, and it belonged to a veteran that was disabled, and he bought it new in 64, and he passed away, and his family disposed of it, and Pete had a hand in that, and he got me into it, a wonderful figure that I could handle, and I'm driving it around, and I haven't had to use it yet, but I can drive up to it in the power wheelchair and punch a button, and the doors will open, and the boom will come up, and I can take the hooks and hook onto the wheelchair and push a button, and it picks it up and shoves me inside, push another button, the driver's seat turns sideways, or the passenger seat, and it's made. It's a wheelchair van, and just exactly, I couldn't afford anything like that, but God's provided it, and so we're ready for the eventualities as they might be, and I don't know what God's up to, but we're just having a wonderful time, and we don't need to know all the future. We know what the end is. It's going to be inside the gates. Praise God. And so we're trusting God, and now I'm going to wind this up tomorrow in the broadcast, and I want you to get it all. I'm not just babbling. I have a reason to believe. I have faith in God because of He's never failed me, and He's done miraculous things from day one. When I was 16 years old and found Jesus, and when I was 17, and God heard my cry for a big need when the rear end went out of my old 29 Chevy, going to Miltonville, Kansas, to Bible school with $30 in my pocket and the kids that had the gas money in there. We made it to Pendleton. The car broke down, and we praised God and trusted Him, and went to a wrecking yard, going to get something, and took the wheels off and going to put another rear end under it. And that guy stopped, the shop foreman from the Chevrolet garage, and took us home and put us up for the night and found out who we were and what we was doing. Christian kids going to Kansas to a Bible school. Fixed that up, sent us on our way, fed us after the night, and the next day we rested, and he brought the parts home, and he sent us on our way. Cost me $10. I still had $20. And the kids had the gas money, and we never had any more trouble. And I remember how I praised God. The rear end out, and I turned my old face up and said, God, I don't know why this happened, but I'm doing my best. It's in your hands. I'm helpless. I'll do what I can. And I remind God of when the rear end went out of my 29 Chev. I remind Him of it and say, Lord, that's the big one. If you could do that for a 17-year-old, you can do something that meets the needs of an old 84-year-old that's trying to stir the Christian people of America up to really get in earnest about making Christians, winning souls. I'm not talking about being Baptist or Mormon or Protestant or Catholic. I don't even get into that. I don't know if anybody's going to get everybody's head straightened out, But the wonderful part is you can get your heart right with God. And the Bible doesn't talk about getting your head right with God. It talks about getting your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart comes the issues of life. That's the words of our mouth and what we do and what we are and what we believe. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we'll make it. And neighbor, this simple approach is working with Indians. They're not interested in white man denominations, but they are interested in getting right with the Creator. Will you help us? We need your help. This is going. We aren't going broke. We're growing. God's using us. It's working. And if we all get together and quit trying to build little earthly kingdoms, but give God the glory and have a consuming passion for these Indian people that drives us, we won't have little hidden treasures. We'll say, Lord, help me. If I can be responsible for one poor Indian kid or family or some old Indian man that sought the Creator and hasn't been able, if I can help him find Jesus and meet him in heaven, it'll be worth everything I've ever sacrificed.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.